Global Financial Planning Group, Michael Washburn, Exit Realty of the Carolinas, and Jerry Garner, Reverse Mortgage Specialist with Town Bank Mortgage.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholtz. And as I mentioned before the break, we're talking today about reinvent. It's the new year. We're boomers. We're always thinking about new and cool ways to reinvent our lives. And today we've got a great opportunity to get some information to help us do that with Reinvent Magazine. And we have Tory Monroe, who's the publisher of Reinvent Magazine, and he's brought with him his editor, Linda Waterman. Welcome, Tory.
Thank you, Rebecca. Good to be here.
Good to have you here. And Linda, welcome as well.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, I'm so excited, Tory, because this is a new publication, newly launched in the Charleston area, Reinvent. What exactly is it?
Reinvent is a bi-monthly magazine that's launching in January and will be geared towards the active baby boomers, 50 to 70 in age, and we'll be discussing everything involving financial, travel, health, and local individuals of interest who are in the baby boomer age group.
And that is what Let's Talk Boomers loves to talk about, is that active baby boomer. And Linda, you're here today to also talk about the content in Reinvent. And it's for the baby boomer market, but even perhaps a little bit younger than the baby boomers too. Is that right?
Absolutely. We made it 45 plus because so often now at 45, I know my own daughter-in-law will be an empty nester when she turns 45. And I think we have a lot of people here in the Charleston area who are reinventing their lives after 45. Mm-hmm. New careers, new things they're interested in pursuing, following a passion versus maybe what they've done as a career in their lifetime prior to that. So that's the people, those are the people, the audience that we are really creating this entire magazine for. People who are looking for great things to do, fun opportunities, new places, new ideas, new experiences.
And I really love, again, that title, Reinvent. And we don't use the term retire as much as we used to. Is that correct?
That is totally true. They say in this generation right now, people have 5 to 6 careers in a lifetime. And many of those 45 plus start whole new careers that are very viable and rich part of their lives at an older age.
Okay. And Tory, what prompted you on this reinvent journey yourself that you have gone on with launching the magazine Reinvent?
Well, I'm reinventing myself. For the last 14 years, I've published the Lowcountry Senior Sun newspaper. And it was a great ride, but I felt like I needed something different and to go into a different direction. And so we ended the newspaper and then are switching to the magazine format.
And the magazine format is a completely different look
Yes.
than the newspaper. How so?
Completely different animal. Much more visually focused, visually oriented. Much less editorial than we would have in a newspaper. But much longer editorial pieces on individuals. A lot more focus on the individuals than on the topic.
Now, who is the individual on this inaugural issue on the cover? Who is that?
The new mayor, Mayor Tecklenburg.
Wonderful. So he's definitely reinventing himself,
isn't he?
So I am looking forward to reading that. And it's out here. It's in our community right now. And where are some of the places that someone can pick up a copy of it?
Many physicians' offices, restaurants, spas, coffee shops, as many places we can get it into.
So if you're tuning in, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholtz, and we are talking today about Reinvent, the Reinvent magazine that's brand new to the Charleston area. It's a beautiful, glossy magazine for you boomer out there. It's going to tell you a lot about what's going on in the Charleston community, not just with events, but individuals and what they're doing in terms of reinventing themselves. And Linda, let's talk more about the different content that's coming out. Now, in this January, February issue, what can the reader expect?
Well, we have obviously the cover story, and then the entire magazine, we have identified specific people in the area who really have reinvented their lives. So we've made each article sort of slant towards what was the process they went through to come to a place of reinvention? What were the steps they took? What caused them to suddenly say, hey, I want to do something different with my life? So even in my own life, I'm reinventing because my background is a published author of many books and a speaker. And so I left that behind. I have a master's in communications to decide. I've done editing of another magazine at a national level, very similar to this magazine. I loved every minute of it. So I've lived in Charleston for 3 years, and Tori and I are creating a whole new magazine the same way. So, for example, if anyone has seen the Woodland Day Spa, it's a brand new spa near Johnny Dodds, and it is absolutely gorgeous. So we spoke with the owner of the spa. We talked about what made you decide to do this? What made you decide to create this? What was your desire to do that? And we did that. We went to Buford and spoke with those who were running a bed and breakfast, a really lovely inn in Buford, as a weekend getaway, because a lot of boomers, a lot of those 45 plus look forward to getting away on the weekend, even though we love Charleston. It's fun to have a getaway. So he talked about what made them decide to own a bed and breakfast and what was the process he went through. It's really fascinating. It was fascinating. Every story, the entire magazine is written a little differently than many you might read, in that we really focus on story. So it's very narrative. It's very fun to read. It's really somebody telling you their story of how they reinvented their lives.
And it sounds like you did not stay geographically just in Charleston, that you've gone out a little bit as well.
Primarily in Charleston, because we want that to be the focus of the magazine. Mm-hmm. But we also wanted a travel section. So obviously to travel, we want to go outside of the area.
Right.
So we used Buford this time.
That's wonderful. And Tori, let's talk about how I can find it. You said that it's locally available in many venues. Can I have it mailed to my house?
Yeah, you can do that for $35 per year. If you will sign up through our Facebook site, and we can get your contact info and your address and start sending it to you.
Okay, great. And that Facebook site is Reinvent Magazine Facebook.
Right, Reinvent Magazine.
Okay, very good. Now, January, February, you've got Mayor Tecklenburg on the cover. What can we look forward to in the spring?
It's really going to be an issue about beauty, in the sense that not only style and fashion, and I think you know about that because you're one of our models in our fashion section in January and February.
That was fun. I did get to be a model for a morning.
There you go. It was fun. But in the March and April issues, we're going to talk about the beauty of not only individual beauty, fashion, and style. We're going to talk about landscaping and gardens and what is beautiful about Charleston. We have a beautiful home layout in the previous, and we'll have one every issue.
Oh,
will be someone's home and their story of what they have done to either recreate it, to maybe a historic home that they have brought to that point of exact history replication. Everything, every issue will be different, but beauty is the focus. Style, fashion, and beauty are the focus of the next issue.
Okay, and then I noticed some upcoming issues. I've had Charlton Singleton, for example, who's the artistic director for the Charleston Jazz Orchestra. He was on a couple weeks ago. Certainly, Charleston has become a very popular venue for the music world. Is that something else you'll be covering?
Absolutely. There'll be a whole department for arts and entertainment. And we've found someone to write those articles who is actively involved in theater, symphony, everything in the area. So they know the inside scoop. And that's what we're looking for. This is what we love about this magazine, is the writers, many of whom are freelancers, are actually actively involved in different aspects of what's going on in Charleston. And they do sort of have the inside scoop that you might not get in another magazine.
So they can give you that first person narrative.
Absolutely.
And what about, being that we're in an active area, are you going to write about boating? And
absolutely. We'll write about all of those things. There'll be special events. There's a calendar of events that says everything going on.
Wonderful. Okay.
Focused on the 45 plus individuals, because we may not want to do the same things that someone 20s and 30s may want to do. Yeah. And so it'll be focused on that. And then we have, for example, we have someone who has written in his lifetime in several locations a restaurant critic review. So we can't miss food
for the foodie,
in Charleston.
You have to have that for the foodie.
That's exactly right. So we have him coming forward, too, to be writing about that. So we have every issue will have exciting and surprising things in it.
And Tori, with the number of new folks moving into the Lowcountry on a daily basis, I hear numbers between 40 to 50 daily in the Lowcountry.
Yeah, I think last I heard it was 55 a day.
55 a day. Just think about that for a second, okay? So this is a great way for them to get immersed very quickly in what Charleston has to offer and what there is to do.
Right. That was one of the things we really wanted to focus on, is make it very locally oriented rather than some of the stuff we'd done previously where it was more of a canned editorial approach. Really wanted to focus on what was happening here for boomers to get involved with.
Mm-hmm. So you're giving them some ideas as well in terms of what they can be thinking about as they reinvent for what we like to call it on Let's Talk Boomers, the next best phase of our lives.
Yeah, particularly, you know, giving back. A lot of boomers are interested in that. So that was going to be a major section that we were going to focus on.
Oh, that's really wonderful. I've had many of the nonprofits on Let's Talk Boomers, and I'm always so amazed and gratified the number of folks who, again, they haven't necessarily retired. They still want to do some things with their time, and they've chosen to go that volunteer route. So it's wonderful that you're going to be featuring that in Reinvent. And that someone can use their skills, I guess, right, Tori, from when they were in a professional world.
Exactly. Yeah, they can put those skills to use here locally, working with different organizations and needies.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So on a more personal note, Linda, how did you get back into the editorial world of publishing?
As a communication person, I've done probably about every aspect of communications. The thing I love about this is I get to meet interesting people. I get to work with interesting people. So often someone in communications, frankly, lives behind a computer. It's a very kind of quiet and lonely lifestyle. If you're a writer, if you're a graphic designer, if you're, you know, that kind of role. And of course, writing has been my role most of my life. So in this case, I am just loving getting to know people. I got to meet you for the first time. Never had that experience before. And I'm delighted that's happened.
I am too.
Yes. So I love it because it's kind of like a fun thing for me to do, honestly.
Well, I think that's very important. You should be having fun, particularly as we go through our lives and reinvent ourselves. And Tori, before I leave, I want to also ask you a personal question. Now, you started this wonderful magazine, Reinvent. Do you have anything else on your plate for the new year?
That remains to be seen. I've dibbled and dabbled in some real estate sales and, of course, had the newspaper for the last 14 years. But I think the focus is primarily going to be on the magazine and getting it out there and getting it going.
Well, we want to help you get it out there. And so what you need to do, listeners, is go to the Facebook page for Reinvent Magazine to find out where you can find it. They can also contact you, Tori, via Gmail. Is that okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to give out Tori's Gmail so that you can get one directly to your home. And that Gmail address is Tori, Torrey@reinventmagazine.com. So that's Torrey.reinventmagazine@gmail.com. And may I give out your phone number?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Now, Tori.
I'm being the Southern gentleman.
You are. That is true. We are in the South. So Tori's number is 843-345-1314, 345-1314. If you're a boomer out there, you've reinvented yourself, you now have a business of your own, this is a great way to get your message out. So can they contact you, Tori?
Yes.
So if you want some information on advertising in Reinvent Magazine, which is a beautiful, gorgeous color, glossy magazine, then contact Tori. And Reinvent has a great, great giveaway, and it is a $50 gift certificate to the brand new Woodhouse Day Spa. It is in Mount Pleasant. It's a truly Charleston one-of-a-kind luxury spa destination, and all you have to do is be that fifth caller for the $50 gift certificate. That number is 843 843- 345-1314. 345-1314. Be the fifth caller and get a $50 gift certificate to the new Woodhouse Day Spa in Mount Pleasant. And I appreciate so much you being on Let's Talk Boomers. I wish you all the best for 2016. It's going to be a wonderful year. And thank you, Tori.
Thank you so much, Rebecca.
And thank you, Linda.
Thank you so much.
This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca M. Holtz, and we'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Michael Washburn, Exit Realty of the Carolinas, and Jerry Garner, Reverse Mortgage Specialist with Town Bank Mortgage.
Fellow Boomers, I'm here with Rick Durkee of the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Rick, over the next few weeks, we're going to talk about the five critical questions to ask any financial salesperson. What's the first question?
Well, I would say this, Rebecca. It would be, have you adequately reviewed my personal financial situation to make sure this recommendation is in my best interest? Now, that question lends itself to a lot of different explanations, but I would say, first of all, the consumer or the person seeking financial advice should be looking at their advisor and basically asking them a set of questions, and this is one of the first ones, because in your best interest means that what you've done has gone through a process of discovery on the financial advisory side to make sure that you know all the information that your client has shared with you and how that fits into their financial plan. This would mean a process of discovery that asks a series of questions as to how do you plan on using this investment, over what period of time, how would that play into your financial plan. And then by going through that process of discovery, that financial advisor should have acted in a fiduciary capacity where basically once they've gathered that information, they're able to put together a plan that's in their client's best interest. Now, we often say in order to get that information, the consumer must know all of the critical must-know facts. And that goes through a process of discovery where those consumers learn that information, and then they can make sound financial decisions that are in their best interest.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you, Rebecca.
This has been another Let's Talk Boomers, a lifestyle show on tips and trends for you, the baby boomer. I'm your host, Rebecca M. Holtz. Tune in again next Saturday morning at 9:30 for another Let's Talk Boomers, only on News Radio 94.3 WSC.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Boomers, hosted by Rebecca M. Holtz. If you have an event you'd like our listeners to know about, please email letstalkboomers@gmail.com, and we'll spotlight it on a future program. Would you like to be a guest on the program or have a topic you'd like Rebecca to cover? Email us at letstalkboomers@gmail.com. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Michael Washburn, Exit Realty of the Carolinas, and Jerry Garner, Reverse Mortgage Specialist with Town Bank Mortgage, and is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.